Stay by Jerrakine. Disclaimer: this story is a work of fan fiction. The characters are based on real people, but the story is not real. It was written for fun, with no disrespect intended. "You can't leave yet," Chris mumbles against Adam's lips. Adam tries valiantly to pull himself away one last time, and then gives up, falling back down on the bed. "Then you get to explain to Jeremy why I missed the meeting." "Okay," Chris says with an easy grin, and wraps his arms around Adam to pull him in closer. Adam lets himself get lost in the kiss. He doesn't want to leave either. He wants to lock them in a room together and not come out for a whole month. And if he'd known Chris would have his epiphany this weekend, he would have made sure to clear his schedule for a honeymoon. But Chris sprung this on him out of nowhere, and now he has a meeting he can't miss in, half an hour, and he has no idea how he'll be able to let go of Chris to make it. "Chris," he says, trying to pull his lips back. "Honey? Baby? Sugarplum?" Chris snickers, but doesn't let go. He licks Adam's bottom lip and sucks it into his mouth again. His legs wrap themselves around one of Adam's, trapping it in between. "I have to go," Adam whines into the kiss. "No," Chris says firmly. He pushes himself up and over Adam and lies down on top of him. "I'm not letting you." The hard-on pressing into Adam's stomach is very convincing. Adam groans and grabs Chris's ass with both hands, rocking against him. "I can turn my phone off," he reasons. "Then I can tell them I was stuck in an elevator or something, with no cell reception." "Yes," Chris hisses against his neck. He bites Adam's ear and then works his way down his neck. "That would buy us an hour," Adam says, flipping them around to get Chris under him. If he wants Chris to be all fucked out in an hour, he needs to get to it right away. Chris looks up at him with wide brown eyes. "No," he says sadly. "An hour's not enough." "What?" Adam says, flustered and breathless. "Two?" Chris is shaking his head. "Call in sick today. Stay at home." The idea does sound wonderful, but the world can't stop so the two of them can fuck like bunnies. "You have to teach me how to give a proper blowjob," Chris says, snaking a hand down between them to grab a hold of Adam's cock and stroking lazily. "I need to practice if I'm going to learn how to do it the right way." "Gah," Adam says, eyes slipping shut. His body arches into the touch, feeling both energized and deliciously lazy. He can stay there all day, under Chris's hands, and screw the rest of the world. He lets himself melt into the bed and Chris's skin, and Chris suddenly lets go. Adam deflates, all air leaving his body in a whoosh. He opens his eyes to meet Chris's innocent gaze. "But, I mean, you can go if you want. If your meeting is really that important." Adam glares daggers at him. Chris nods encouragingly. "I can totally practice on a banana." Adam reaches for his phone.